Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking downtown one day, and I saw a man who appeared to be just an old wino sitting on the street telling the people about Jesus as they passed by. And because he was all raggedy and dirty, people would just laugh and make fun of the old man and walk on by. And he said, because of the way I am, no money, no fancy clothes, fine homes and cars, a lot of people consider me as nothing and say I don't know what I'm talking about. But there's one thing that he said that really touched my heart and stayed on my mind. When that old man looked up and said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. He said, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, I've had so many problems in my life that I just couldn't deal with. So I started drinking, thought it would help ease my pain. But things got worse, so I said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hands. And that's when my life began to change. But these people think I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. And he said, on the street day and night, that's my life, that's my home. Ain't got nowhere else I can go. So I just walk the streets telling the people about Jesus. From corner to corner, from door to door. But they all make fun of me and say, I'm a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Oh, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. Tell you he can save. The Lord can save. Ooh, he can save. Save your soul. I tell you, through Jesus Christ, your life can be changed and made whole. He can bring everlasting joy and peace within your soul. Ooh. And in many ways, I feel just like that old man. Born in the country, raised on a farm. No money, no fancy clothes, no fine homes and cars. But thank God, mama and daddy raised me up on the real deal. And that's God Almighty. And sometimes when I sing about Jesus and people won't listen, I feel like I'm just a nobody.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, every time I hear that song, it gives me a different meaning, a different message to adhere to how powerful God is. He says, the gentleman says, he's a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody who could save anybody. But I'm now, as I move along and I move through this walk, I'm recognizing now I am somebody. Why? Because God sent his only begotten son for me and for you. That says we have value. We are somebody. And as he described in the song, he talks about the external things as what man would call valuable. But God recognized the power of who we are. God recognized the value of who we are. God recognized that we were created in his image, so automatically we are somebody. Good evening. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm your host, Brother David, and I'd like to welcome you to the Spirit of a Soldier, where we come to share the knowledge and wisdom of God's word. You know, I just love what the scripture tells us. It says, my son, attend to my word, incline thy ears unto thy saying. Let them not depart from thy eyes, but keep them in the midst of thy heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all our flesh. Proverbs 4:20-22 lets us know that in the power of God's word, it is life for us. We've been searching for love. We've been searching for life in all the wrong places. We're so quick to listen to man and take man's word as truth. But God inspired man. See, when we listen to man, if they're not inspired by God, is there really, truly truth in it? But Jesus say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And when we recognize where life really comes from, then we begin to walk in that truth. And what does that truth do? It sets us free. And we are truly then free indeed. Yes, the power of God's word is so amazing. But I want to take a moment just to praise God for a moment. And then I want to go into prayer and move right along. I won't be before you long, as some of the preachers would say. But I want to share what God has put in my heart. Hallelujah. What the Holy Spirit has given me something to share with others that is uplifting me and encouraging me in these times, or these troubled times, I should say. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, God. We just praise you, God. We uplift your name, God. We say hallelujah to your name, God. Why, God? Because you're a good God. You're amazing, God. You're a loving God. I say hallelujah to your mighty name, because it is you, Father God, that gave us breath and strength. I say, thank you, God. That is not even the greatest words I could say. But, Father, it's the only ones that I can put together now to say thank you for giving us a beginning and moving us to the end. But the end won't be the end, because absent from this body, Father God, we'll be present with you, but we'll have eternal life. What a wonderful God you are, that you said you wish none of us should perish but have everlasting life. I thank you, God. I praise you, God. I thank you for eternity, Father God, and being embraced in your arm and your presence, Father God. I thank you, God. I praise you, Father God, for this is the day you have made, and I'm going to just rejoice and be glad in it. I thank you, God. I thank you right now, Father God, for awakening people, Father, today, Father God, in you, Father God. And for those who don't know you, I'm praying right now, Father God, since you wish none should perish, truly I wish none should perish, Father God, that they would accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, Father God. And when they receive him, Father God, you will endow them with the Holy Spirit so they may receive the power that Jesus used when he walked the earth to go out into the world and let them know about you. Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you. I pray right now, Father God, for everyone on the line, no matter where they're at, Father God. But again, I pray for the 8.7 billion people in the world today, Father God, those living and those not yet born. Because I know, like John the Baptist in the womb, Father God, of Elizabeth, Father God, that they could be celebrating you. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your healing power, Father God, over the world, over the land. Father God, touching every human being that exists, the elderly, the mature adult, the middle-aged adult, the young adult, the teenager, the adolescent, the toddler, and the newborn and unborn. Yes, Father God, I pray. I pray, Father God, that you touch their bodies, Father God, that every atom, molecule, cell, tissue, organ, and system will operate in a healthy divine condition. No sickness or disease can live in their body, Father God. The 39 stripes that Jesus took upon his back, Father God, and shedded that blood, Father God. The blood they put over the doorpost, Father God, is the healing blood, Father God, that the 39 stripes, Father God, that was on his back is, Father God, for healing power, Father God, for every sickness and disease known to man. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father, that the healing is moving, Father God. But it's not just healing a physical body, Father God. I'm thanking for spiritual healing right now, Father God, that people will spiritually mature in you, God. I thank you right now, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the sound mind that you give people so psychologically they will be, Father God, in control of themselves. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, right now for emotional stability, that people won't be reactive, but they'll be proactive in you, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Thank you for the overall well-being of every physical body that exists on this planet. I thank you, Father God. I pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we be wise stewards of our finances so we may experience, Father God, financial peace, Father God. I thank you for a social connection, that we become socially conscious, Father God, that we come connected to support and help and to move people into the word, Father God, so we be united in love. And then I pray for relationships, Father God, the relationship first with you, Father God, that we would love you with all our mind, heart, and soul. I thank you, Father God, and love our neighbors as ourselves, that family, friends, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, aunts, uncle, cousins, all, Father God, in the bloodline and outside of the bloodline, whether it's the physical, the biological family or the spiritual family, Father, or the social family, we will unite in love. But we know when two or more are coming together, Father God, touching the grid, you are in the midst. I thank you, Father God. I pray right now, Father, as I go forward, continue every day to let me decrease and that the Holy Spirit will increase in me, that I may move and think and act and have the mind and heart of Christ, Father God. And I ask you for us all, Father God, to have this mind and heart. But I ask you again, Father God, to create in us all a clean heart and renew the right spirit in us. And when you endow us with the Holy Spirit, don't take it away from us. I thank you, Father God. For I praise you, Father God, as I pray today, and all who are praying in the world today, Father God, we're bombarding heaven. We're shaking it up, Father God, and help us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, changing our conformity from the world to be transformed into your world, Father God, your kingdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God. Help us to grow in you. Help us to walk in you. Help us to be truly image bearers of you. For I know, Father God, when we do this, I thank you, Father God. We begin to exercise the love that is patient and kind and not jealous or boastful, not arrogant or rude or pride-minded. Oh, no, God. We will not be self-seeking, Father God. We'll keep no record of wrong, Father God. But we will rejoice in your truth, Father God. For we know we're rejoicing in your truth, Father God. We'll be set free. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Our love will bear all things, protect all things, create hope for all things, develop trust in all things, and preserve the love that you give us that never fails. I thank you, Father God. And in that, Father God, then we can exercise being the true branches of your children, connected to the vine of Jesus, you being the vine dresser, Father God, that we will exercise love to one another. Hallelujah. We'll create joyful environment and a peace, Father God, that surpasses all understanding. Why? Because we're willing to exercise goodness, kindness, and gentleness, and faithfulness to one another, and be patient with one another. Father God, I ask this all in the power of the Holy Spirit to give us self-control. For I praise you, Father God, that this be so. That this be so, Father God. This be so, that our prayer will not fall into the path and the birds will take it. Oh, no, God. It will not fall into the rocks and not take root. It is taking root. And I thank you that the thorns, the cares of life will not choke it out, but it will fall mighty good soil, Father God, to produce the 40, 60, 80, 100 full return in your mighty name. In your mighty name. Oh, let us not cease to keep praying, Father God. Let us get down on our knees. Let us go to our closet. Let us go in the wilderness, Father God, to go out and fight the good fight. The good fight of faith and trusting you. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, it's been a moment since I've been back, but I praise God that I'm back. I praise God that he gives me this opportunity. I praise God for Pastor Teresa, the Elder QT, who are over Kingdom Bill of Development, Father God, to allow me and others to come to share the good news, to go into the world and make connection and let people know about your word. And as we experience this together, we can continue to grow. We will be workmen who need not be ashamed, because we will study to show ourselves approved, to rightly divide the word of truth. Even though I deliver, I beckon you all to go and study God's word. Remember, as Proverbs said, it is life unto those who find it and medicine to all our flesh. Hallelujah. Today's quote says, they say a person needs just three things to be truly happy in this world: someone to love, something to do, and something to hope for. Hallelujah. You see, faith makes all things possible, hope makes all things work, and love makes all things beautiful. Hallelujah. There is no love without hope, and no hope without love, and neither love nor hope without faith. Can't even come to God without faith. You must believe that he is. Hallelujah. Hope finds its fulfillment when nurtured through faith and shared with love. And without prayer, our faith is weakened, our love grows cold, and our hope becomes uncertain. Without prayer, prayer, I've heard often said, changes things. Yes, you know, I'm so honored when people call me and say, pray for me. They're not asking me to go to the President of the United States. They're not asking me to go to the President of GM. They're asking me to go to God. Now, I would go to say in my old me that I wasn't worthy to do that. But since I'm being transformed and I'm a new creation in Christ, I feel now that God is utilizing me. As the gentleman said, who shall I send? I can boldly say, send me. Despite of any of my frailties, God sees my strength. God gives me strength. The strength inside, because God said, greater is he that's in you that's in the world. My flesh is in the world, but the spirit lives inside of me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's an honor to be able to continue to pray and pray for others. But the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 13:3, but now faith, hope, love abide in these three. But the greatest of these is love. Love is the glue. I had a gentleman on another prayer group, and he brought up about 1 Corinthians 13, as they like to call it, the chapter of love. And as he was speaking, all I could entertain was how powerful love is. How powerful love is. Why? Because God is love. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 1:3 tells us, constantly bear in mind your works of faith. Your works of faith. You know, when I was attending one church, he used to tell us to keep a faith book. So when challenges came our way, when things made us feel like there was no way and God would make a way, we would recognize how he made a way for us in the past, because he's the same yesterday, how he can make a way for us in the present moment, and how he can make a way for us in the future. We just have to have that faith. We have to believe that and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God. We can't even go to God unless we go through Christ. He tells us we have to go through him. But we must stand fast in our hope, not waver in it, not lose our confidence. The scripture tells us that cast not away your confidence, because it has great recompense of reward. We must hold fast to that. And then Ephesians 3:17 says, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, and that you being rooted in the ground and grounded in love. How powerful is love? Love is a powerful, powerful, powerful spiritual element that we can use to move mountains and feel good about moving the mountain. Galatians 1:4 said, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus, faith come by hearing and hearing the word of God, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints. We must love God,
with all our mind, heart, and soul. But we must love our brothers and sisters as we love ourselves. But so many people are losing hope and losing focus on loving themselves, not the narcissistic love that the world would tell us to have, but the agape love that God talks about and I spoke about in my prayer. This helps us to increase our faith. This helps us to increase our faith. Well, I like to say my acronym is Full Assurance in the Heaven. Why can we have full assurance? Because God first loved us. God is love. Romans 15:13 says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing so that you will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. By the power of the Holy Spirit, abound in love, increase in love, grow in love, walk in love, talk in love, act in love. See, power, the power of love is so important. It's so important. You know, like I was telling some folks, people would rather use the four-letter word fear quicker than they'd rather use the four-letter word of love. Fear. I was talking to a gentleman the other day as he was telling me about what's going on in the world. I said, they're using fear, which is a tactic of Satan's. Instead of talking about the things, you very rarely will hear outside of Valentine's Day where they will talk about love on the news. And if they do, they give you a quick glimpse. Quick. If you blink your eye, you miss it. But they give you an hour. They give you, let's just round it up. They give you 59 minutes of fear. If you're bombarded with that, and if you're bombarded with that over a 50-year period, that means you've been bombarded every day, and we can look at this more increasingly, but just go with the numbers of the day. You've been bombarded with fear for 18,250 days, and you get a glimpse of love. If we turn that around, look how powerful we would be. But let me share a few things, which I've shared in the past, but let me share a few things about the power of love, learning the language of love. A man said, my daughter came home from school and asked me where she could learn sign language. I asked her why she wanted to. She replied that there was a new girl at her school who was deaf and only knew sign language, and she had no one to talk to. This little girl wanted to communicate. Remember, I prayed about relationship. She wanted to build a relationship in the way that the girl communicated who was blind and deaf. Hallelujah. Then picture speaks a thousand words. My grandfather and I were looking through some photographs when he stumbled upon an old shot of him dancing at a party with my grandmother, who had died several years before. He put his arms around me and said, always remember that even if something doesn't last forever, it doesn't mean that it's not worth your time. See, we sometimes forget the importance of how spending time, as we were talking on my men's group, being present can be the difference and makes a difference in someone's life. But here's the next piece of that. When you talk about the photograph, it's a song by Jim Croce called Photographing Memories. The photograph captures and puts everything in a still position to let you know that how important that moment was. And in the process of that, you get the opportunity to recap down the road in the future to see the beauty of that moment. And this is what this grandfather experienced. So even though his wife had transitioned, the photograph helped to prompt the memory of their love shared. Hallelujah. Therefore, the picture speaks a thousand words. Never give up. I worked as a consultant on how to raise children for 15 years. Later, I ran into one of the kids I previously worked with. He'd been a difficult child, always getting upset, angry at life. Young kids getting angry. This don't come out of a vacuum, people. I have 11 to 12 boys I work with, and we have two that are struggling, always angry, always upset. Let me take a pause for the cause on that. So always upset. But we got this brother, Mr. E, who goes around shining shoes. Yes, shining shoes. Shining shoes and making a wonderful living. God has blessed him. And he says God blessed him. He wanted to bless others. So he was willing to bring in some shoes for these young boys. When he gave one, which is our oldest boy and our tallest boy, he came in with a size 12 shoe, so you know he's tall, and got some feet on him, right? Them dogs. He came in with a pair, what we would call back then, wingtip shoes, which I would think the kid wouldn't like. But this angry little kid, this kid who always was rebellious, all of a sudden, he don't smile. When he talk low. But when he got them shoes, a smile came on his face. I didn't even know the man had teeth, if you will. He was smiling. But not only was he smiling, he was walking away talking to himself with joy. You see, someone who invests in someone, see, we don't give up on our boy. When we invest in someone, we can change their life. But let me get back to the story. Once I drew a picture of a Superman and wrote a message about how superheroes never give up and always win in the end. We know that we can call Jesus our superhero. That little boy now is a fireman who saves people's lives. Whether we chatted for about a half an hour before party, he opened up his wallet and showed me the picture of Superman that he had kept all that time. I would imagine that this young fella may potentially value these shoes. I would hope that down the road he would value these shoes, that one day he would run into Mr. E, and he would turn around and say, 20 years later, I got these shoes. I got these shoes, and you don't know how much joy you gave me because you cared about me. You never gave up on me. Hallelujah. Then I want to share one more story, Saved by the Dog. A large stray dog followed me from the subway almost to my apartment front door. I was getting nervous, and suddenly a man appeared in front of me with a knife and told me to hand over my wallet. Before I had a chance to react, the dog had lunged at him. He dropped the knife and ran away. Now I'm safe at home thanks to that stray dog. God could even use an animal to show love. You see, the word tells that love always protects. The power of love. But I want to share one more personal story. I want to share one more personal story about the power of love, the power of hope, and the power of faith. My daughter turned 29 February the 5th. And I've probably shared this story, and many have heard it, but I love sharing it because it is about faith, hope, and love. The doctors came to me and her mom and said that she won't make a day. She was 13 ounces when she was born. To say, here's the deal. You don't have to take her home. She probably won't make it. We'll take it from here. I asked the question, even though I take nothing away from my kid's mom, I take nothing away from her, but I asked the question, what is this, a Sears catalog? That if the child doesn't come the way you think it should come, you give up on the child? We never give up, as we just spoke about. I said, oh, no, she going home. They said, well, okay, that's your choice. So the struggle went on for about 3 to 4 months. As a matter of fact, she was just struggling going along. She was the smallest baby born in that year. To the point that Tipper Gore, Janet Reno, and Hillary Clinton came to see her. And they looked at her and they said, what beautiful eyelash she had. And what a smile. She still maintains that smile today. So we get to take her home. Say she probably won't make the year out. But she makes the year out. And 5 years go by. And as the 5 years go by and the doctor is moving to another location, as we spoke, he said to me, I see women have faith, but I never seen a man not waver like you. You held on. I said, oh, yeah, she's going to be around a long time. That's why I named her Sade, Faith. Sade for the singer who I find to be one of the most smoothest singer, who moves with grace and poise, who has such a style. And then faith, because I knew that God would pull her through. Well, 29 years to go from that day, she still stands with that smile. Oh, she doesn't walk and talk like you and I. She's fed through a feeding tube. She struggles every day. She's had so many surgeries beyond reason. But there's two words, or maybe I'll say three, but a combination of the two. She can say, she can't say mama. She can't say daddy, but she can say, oh, God, and good God. That's amazing. See, I know God's spirit is in her and upon her and with her always. See, faith, hope, and love makes the difference. You see, people, the power of love comes from one who is love, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Each are separate yet one. Love is like this. It can be displayed in a separate way, but still love in the same. You see, love has a language that we should learn to show others who may not understand. Love creates a picture that speaks a thousand words, yet we must have ears to hear and eyes to see the meaning that love is trying to convey. Love never gives up because God is love and he never gave up on us. Hallelujah. Therefore, we should never give up on showing others they are loved. See, no child should be taking their life. Nobody should be taking other people's life. I was talking to the vice chief of staff when I was in the Army. I asked the question, why can't you two guys just sit down and play chess? And whoever win the chess game, the war would be done. Why does it have to be collateral damage and loss of lives? Because at some point and some time, you have to come together and talk. But love may not have been the most powerful thing that moved them. But had it been in them, had they had the agape love, that suggestion would have moved. That suggestion would have been something they would have took under advisement. Hallelujah. Love can be heaven sent in any shape, form, or fashion, whether it's through a cat or a dog or a dove. God will send his message of love to protect and preserve and give hope for the future to save us all. That is the power of love. Hallelujah. You see, today's show, which will be brief, but it's this. Are we experiencing the power of love? Are we exercising faith and never losing hope for our future? Hallelujah. I have been away for a while, like I said, due to challenges and events which has tested my faith, questioned the future, but through it all caused me to only increase in my belief in the power of love. With the world potential in a state of flux causing many to question will there be a World War III? Is this the end times? What are we as people experiencing today? Some of these questions may be true. As I mentioned earlier, the only thing that happened through this challenge, these challenges that increased my belief in the power of love. Why I say it is because when I entertain how powerful love is and where it comes from and who gives us the hope as well as who gives us the future and who has never, ever let us down, I can never lose my faith in the one who truly is love. Hallelujah. You see, 1 John 4:16 said, and so we know and rely on the love God has for us. Do we rely on God's love? God said he has a plan for us. God know our beginning and our end. He know every count of hair on our head. Do we rely on the love of God? So I heard the man in the song. He said, Lord, I give up. I'm in your hand. And that's where my life begins to change. Do we rely on the power of love? Because God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Let me say that again. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Love is in them because God is in them. God is in us when we walk in this love. Hallelujah. When I think about what is happening in the world today, I realize more and more love is the key. However, many would ask the question, how can love be the key with all the demonic things going around in the world today? For which I've asked the question many times myself. Only return to the fact that the word tells me that there is nothing new under the sun. You see, Ecclesiastes 1:9 says, what has been will be again, and what has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun. Hallelujah. Let me, what does this mean, people? What we're seeing now was going on 2,000 plus years ago. For it is clear from history, the innumerable mass of demon spirits were released to attack and victimize the church of Jesus Christ in the infancy during the first, second, and third century. Nothing new under the sun. Just because we're living in this contemporary time, it is natural for us to think that our problems are far worse than those of the preceding generation. However, even with all these present problems, potential difficulties still to come, our problems we face today are really no greater than that preceding generation. Nothing new under the sun. Yet love was still around. because God was still around. God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. His love doesn't change. He doesn't change. Man changes. The environment changes. The social norms change. But God never changed. Let me expand. When the Church of Jesus Christ first emerged on the scene of the day of Pentecost, it was born into a world very similar to ours. Nations was in revolt. National boundaries were disappearing. Violence and entertainment was popular. And godly morals in the Roman world were nearly non-existent. Where the prevailing government of the Romans was uniting the world both politically and economically. You see, Satan used all these factors as part of his plan to destroy the Church of Jesus Christ before they could destroy him. Satan was on his mission. Satan was on his mission. So we're seeing things going around in our world today. It's making people concerned. It's making people worry. It's making people get in more and more fear. But as I said, I saw this not too long ago. The man I used to hear to say, he said, he that controls the media controls the world. Now they say, he who controls the internet controls the world. We are now connected. How would the message of God go in all the world? We are now connected. We are now connected to form of fashion. They have now a financial unity that they know everything we do financially. They have a way of knowing every move we make, those that we have given power to. We call them elected officials. Yes, they know. I know this to be true just from being in the military all those years, privy to things that many people wouldn't see that I wasn't even supposed to see. Man is doing what man was doing back in the time of the Roman days. Hallelujah. Nevertheless, his plan to destroy the church failed miserably, for our God had another plan. Rather than being destroyed, the early church arose in the power of the Holy Spirit to meet the challenge. Are we rising up to meet the challenge? See, God has armed us with all we need. God has armed us with all you need. First and foremost, Jesus went to his Father and said, I would like for you to give them the Holy Spirit, the same power that he walked the earth to defeat Satan. He wanted us to have it. So again, great is he that's in us in the world. Are we ready to meet the challenge? You see, the early church faced many challenges that look and feel like today's challenges. But I would personally think that they were worse, but their love for God, their faith in God and his word gave them hope for a greater future. This is what was before them, and it kept them going at all costs. They stayed in the race. People are giving up. They're quitting. I remember a poem that said, rest if you must, but don't quit. People are quitting. Churches are closing. Pastors are quitting. People who had some kind of influence on others in a positive, faithful world are quitting. Families are breaking up. Children against parents and parents against children. Parents killing children. Children killing parents. People giving up. Why? Because they've been bombarded and indoctrinated in the fear that the power of the internet and the media is doing. Now, that doesn't mean that we can't use it in a powerful way ourselves. But again, we're being bombarded. And again, sin is pleasurable for a season. So people enjoy the pleasures of it, just like they did back in the Roman days, just like they did. But I believe the strongholds that we face are real. They were real for them as they are for us today. They were also, back in that time, lived where religion and social political opposition exist. These Christians were regularly attacked and physically assaulted under the leadership of Nero. They were eaten by wild beasts in the Colosseum, mutilated by the gladiator, and these violent deaths became so popular that it used to be just once a year. Nero thought it was so great that he was having it any given time, Mother's Day, Father's Day, whatever day he thought he deemed or he wanted to do this, he did it. We don't have that. I see man themselves. We may have a new thing. They call it the cage match. Well, man is beating man. Woman is beating woman. I see that. And who knows where it would go later. But I noticed when I used to watch some of these, I used to love these Roman movies. To admit, I love the Gladiator movie. But I always had this strange feeling when I would look at the people in the audience, if you will, and they had so much enthusiasm, so much passion to watch another man kill another man or watch the lions eat the people. They loved it. But I always asked the question, and eventually I got away from it because I would ask the question, would it be okay if it was you? Would it be okay if it was you? Where is the love? Where is the love? There was old Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. Where is the love? Where was it? But see, we've been indoctrinated. This is why the word tells us that we have to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, because our mind had conformed to the way the world wanted us to think. This is cool. This is cool. I used to box, but why would I want to just punch a man in his face? I have to admit, the only reason I stopped boxing, because I got knocked out. And when I got knocked out, I thought to myself, oh, no, I can't do this. So it wasn't based on the brother that was before me or whoever knocked me out. It was my own self-seeking and selfish pride, my attitude. I didn't want my face messed up. See, where is the love? But the world conditioned me to, oh, fighting is cool. Fighting is cool. You see, the spiritual conditions of the world back then, we can't say that it was, rephrase that, the world as we see it today is not the same as it was back then. We can't say that we got it worse than they did, because when we think about it, we ask the question, are our friends being burned at the stake, eaten by wild animals, and have we been in prison for our faith? It may come a time, because in some countries, I always like to say, America got it going on. That's why people come here, because they know the freedom that we experience. If there's a promised land filled with milk and honey, this is it. But all people complain. My mother say, don't complain. Just explain. But most of the time people are complaining. Why? Because, again, most of the things that we entertain in our past and we haven't allowed God to transform our mind is based on a fear thing. It's all about me. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose. But see, we must recognize that God has never left us or forsaken. Despite of our behavior, despite of our self-seeking behavior, despite of it, God continued to show us love. As I was answering the question, I'm asking to my kid's mom today, I said, what is the first thing when 1 Corinthians talks about love? It said love is patient. God is patient with us for us to be able to grow, as I pray, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, and physically. Actually, those first three will allow the physical body to do what it needs to do. But see, we shouldn't be moved by these things, because in Matthew 24:6, it says, and yet you heard of wars and rumors of war. See that ye be not troubled, that we be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. Everybody's predicting the end of the world. And I know, as I mentioned, that there are 25,000 prophecies that has been, 2,000 of them have already come to pass. 500 we're in these days. Some would say the last days. I'm not a scholar, so I won't go there. I just know, based on what I've read and studied, that we're in those latter days. Now, what does that mean? It may not be in our lifetime, but we must recognize that we need not worry, for God is love, and he keeps his loving arms around us. We must stand fast and not waver, for the scripture tells us in 1 Corinthians 16:13, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous and be strong. We know that Timothy tells us, for God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. So therefore, we must put on the armor and be ready for the evil days to come. Like the true soldier, we will prepare to train to fight and fight as we train, and we take on God's armor. You know, Saul tried to give David his armor, but David understood the armor that he had already that fought off the bears and fought off the lions. So he didn't need man's armor. He took on God's armor. He recognized the power of what God would do, because what he knew what God had did in the past. He didn't let go. He didn't cast away his confidence in his heavenly Father. Hallelujah. So as we watch the world unfold into God's plan, let's armor up with the power of God's love. Maintain our hope in him who first loved us, because our God will never leave us or forsake us. Let us walk in the faith that is a giant moving faith, as the shepherd boy who will become King David did. See, I conclude with this powerful scripture for spiritual warfare we face and will continue to face until Jesus' return. Hallelujah. It comes out of Ephesians 6, 10, and 18. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, be strong in the Lord and mighty in his power. Mighty in his power. Hallelujah. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. Jesus, when he was in the wilderness being tempted, he took his stand against the devil's scheme. Hallelujah. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against rulers, against authorities, against powers in this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Spiritual forces, your brother, not your sister, not your neighbor, not your mother, not your father. Spiritual forces that get us people. There was a show called V, and what they would do is they would mask themselves like human beings, but there was something under it. These scaly alien-looking things. Well, see, them demons are like aliens. They get inside a body. On the flesh, it looks one way. So you get wrapped around that person that you think did you wrong. And you keep those records of wrong. But you lose sight of who it really is. Who you get really wrestling against. Who you have to stand up against. Hallelujah. You see, it says, therefore, put on the armor of God so that when the days of evil come, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to this, he's adding on. He's giving you more armor. When I was going through the military, and I was in the military, and they were giving us our equipment, and they were giving our weapon, they said, hold on, go over there, because I got something else for you. In addition to this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all flaming arrows of the evil one. So again, when he bombards you with this and he throw this at you and he throw that at you, you can stand like David and say, hey, forget all that, Saul. I took down bears. I took down lions. My God was with me. I was ready then. I'm ready now. I don't need your armor, for I am ready to stand in this evil time. Then he says, take on the helmet of salvation and the sword of spirit, which is the word of God. Cast not away your confidence in the love that never fails. God never fails. And pray in the spirit on all occasions with all kind of prayers and requests. And with this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. We have to keep praying for God's people. Who is God's people? Everybody. Everybody. I could be wrong, but I say everybody. Because there once was a time when I was lost, but now I'm found. There once was a time when Paul was lost, but he was found. There once was a time when Timothy and Mark and Matthew were lost, but they were found. There once was a time when Peter was lost, but he was found. See, God loved us so much that he would go as far in the Last Supper and tell Peter that you would deceive me three times. But he didn't give up on it because he had patience. He knew what Peter was going to do. And Peter followed through. That's why I was telling someone the other day, you could even know God's word. Peter knew God. He walked with God in the sense of Jesus. He knew the words. He heard the word. He experienced it. It wasn't through a book. He was walking with the living book. Always said we're books with chapters, and until the book of closure, when the book comes to closure, when our life is transformed in this physical status into the heavenly realms. He walked with them, but yet he fell short. And Judas Iscariot is too. However, Judas lost faith. He didn't embrace the love that God had for him. He lost hope, so he took his life. But Peter hung on. And he went back, and like the prodigal son, Jesus had open arms for him. People, God got open arms for him. Why? Because he is love. So don't lose your faith. Don't give up hope despite your struggles. When you make poor decisions, I don't deal with mistakes. I call them poor decisions, the human behavior. Poor decision. When you decide to be like Peter and deny Christ, get down on your knees or go to your prayer closet or go into the wilderness and ask for forgiveness. Repent and strive again to stay on the race, to keep striving towards the mark of perfection. Hallelujah. Stay alert. Continue to pray. So in all ways, in closing, hallelujah, the soldier's perspective, only love, faith, and hope will see us through. I know I mentioned a great deal about how things are looking today with the pandemic, war, sickness increasing every day. Yet we must always trust us, but never waver in our hope for the future that he promised us in Christ Jesus. You see, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plan I have for you, declare the Lord." Hallelujah. "Therefore, prosper, to prosper you, not to harm you, plan to give you hope and a future." Let me say it one more time. So whoever is listening, and I remember I used to go to schools and say, "How many students you want?" I say, 1, 300, 1,000, don't make me no difference. You know why? Because I learned something in my walk of life, is that history was never changed by multitudes. It was changed by the onesies and the twosies, and the multitudes follow. How I know this is true? Because Christ was that one. Christ was that one. So if one is listening, the world could be changed in the blinking of an eye. Because God can use that individual. As he said, "Who shall I send?" He say, "Send me." So this week, no matter what storm, mountain, or challenge we face, let us hold fast to our faith in love. Keep hope alive and never waver in our faith. And we must remember the power of the name Emmanuel. God is with us. Hallelujah. Remember this as you go through your week. Mark 10:35-45 said, Jesus is plain and said, he came as the Son of Man to give life as a ransom. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, to give his life as a ransom for many. As the man say, "I'm a nobody," trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody, we're those anybodies. And if you haven't accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, Romans 10:9 tells us, if we declare with our mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, thou can be saved. Therefore, Father, I confess that Jesus is Lord. I made him Lord of my life, right? I believe that you raised Jesus from the dead. I renounce my past life with Satan and close the door to any of his devices. I thank you. Forgive me of all of my sins. And I believe and accept you, Jesus, as my Lord. I am now a new creation. Old things have passed away, and now I become new in you, Jesus Christ. You say amen and amen. It is so. It is written. We must trust the power of love. We must always embrace hope for our future. And we must always come in faith. Because this is how we please God. Again, I've been blessed to be able to do this. There are many who's going to be coming on who are sharing God's knowledge, wisdom, as they God impart upon their heart to help us to grow. Iron sharpens iron. We're helping each other to grow. None of us got it all down to a science. We're not Christ, but we're representation. And when you're representation, you're not the original. You're an image. But that image can be so clear that people can see Christ in us. Let us grow and embrace the knowledge and wisdom that is being shared upon Kingdom Builder Development Institute. And if you are blessed to do so, we'd like for you to sow into the ministry. Excuse me, at www.giblify.com, GIVLIFY.com. If you have any prayer requests or you want to talk to one of the ministers or leaders, you can call the home office at 313-583-9739. And if you have, you want to go technique and technical, if you will, and do it by email, you can go at kingdombuilderplaza@gmail.com. So let me say those again, kingdombuilderplaza@gmail.com. The phone number is 313-583-9739. And you can sow into the ministry at www.giblify.com, G-I-V-E-L-I-F-Y.com. Let me close out in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you. If this word has went forth, as I said earlier, Father God, let it not fall where the birds will take it. Let it not fall on that path. Let it not fall into the rocks and not let it not fall, Father God, into the thorns. These cares of life that we see. But only let it fall into your mighty hand, your soul, God, to produce the 40, 60, 80, 100-fold return. And when it gives us the return, as you bless us, let us be a blessing to someone else. Let us be cheerful givers in our time, our skills, our abilities, our resources, and more than anything, our love. Help us to grow in love, Father God. Help us to bear the good fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. Let it be this week, Father God, as we go forward, truly we're going to walk in love. Our goal is, Father God, to create peace and joy in people's lives. Let us be willing and, Father God, be diligent and be convicted to be kind, gentle, and render goodness to others. And let us be faithful to this, Father God, with the power of the Holy Spirit to be able to do all this in self-control. Father God, bless everyone as they go forward. Let their guardians be encamped around them. Let them don the armor, Father God, like the skin on their back, and help them to learn, as well as myself, to learn how to use the armor. Let us be soldiers for you. Father God, I thank you. And as always, as I say for everyone, you pray for me, I'm going to pray for you, and let's watch the mighty power of God's love and what it would do in our life. You have a wonderful week. God bless you.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides, in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide.